DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Lucia Walton in Bonn. A top Lebanese security official is reported to have been among eight people who were killed in a car bombing in Beirut. Dozens were also wounded in the attack, which happened on Friday in the city's mainly Christian district of Ashrafieh. The bomb exploded close to the headquarters of a Christian political party, which is critical of Syrian President Bashar Assad. These women describe what happened when the blast shook their homes.
Everything's been destroyed. Shelves, cabinets, everything collapsed. We were having our lunch and the roof came down on our heads. We don't know what happened to us. All our furniture and the walls are gone.
The attack happened amid rising tension over the civil war in neighbouring Syria. UN Peace Envoy Lakhdar Brahimi has arrived in Damascus to hold talks with Syria's Foreign Minister Walid Mualim. Local media is also reporting that he's set to discuss the conflict with Syrian President Bashar Assad very soon. Meanwhile, Germany has pledged to give a further €27 million funding for Syrian refugees. Germany's Development Minister Dirk Niebel says education is the way forward for a new Syria.
It's only by educating young people that we can avoid extremism in a new Syria. Only with a well-educated younger generation can there be any prospects for the future and the chance of genuine democracy.
It's estimated that 200,000 have found shelter in neighbouring Jordan. Jordan's ambassador to Germany, Mazen Al-Tal, says he's not sure how much longer they can cope with the influx of people.
We decided to keep our doors open and our borders open in spite of our limited resources and limited capacities, but we received this big number of refugees. And the number is still growing and growing, and really it represents a huge challenge for Jordan's economy.
Germany has reassured Jordan that it will continue to receive aid for keeping its door open to Syrian refugees. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. A Turkish gas pipeline has been targeted in what is being described as a terrorist attack by the authorities. A blast cut off the gas supply, which was being carried from Iran to eastern Turkey. The incident happened in Turkey's Agri province on Friday. It's reported that the Kurdistan Workers' Party claimed responsibility for the attack, which wounded several soldiers. EU leaders have agreed on measures to help stem another financial crisis in Europe. During a two-day summit in Brussels, Eurozone leaders came to a compromise on the creation of a new post for a banking czar to oversee EU banks. However, German Chancellor Angela Merkel told the summit that the timeline for this new role is very ambitious and that nothing should be rushed.
If 200 to 400 people need to be brought together in a whole new authority, which today, on October 19th, doesn't even have a legal framework ready on the horizon, no one can tell me that it's going to be up and running by January, and better than anything we currently have. It just wouldn't work.
Merkel is also reported to be reluctant to give a wide scope to the banking czar role, as she doesn't want taxpayers to be forced to bail out banks in other countries. 10 Somalis have been given prison sentences of between 2 and 7 years at Hamburg State Court. They were arrested by the Dutch Navy in 2010 after taking over a German container ship called Taipan off the coast of Somalia. They were later extradited to stand trial in the first piracy case in Germany for centuries. African and EU leaders have drafted a military plan to reclaim Mali's desert north from armed Islamists. They held talks in the capital Bamako to outline a strategy for more than 3,000 West African troops, which have been kept on standby. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. Lucia Walton, Deutsche Welle News.